Agree.
Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, June 20th. Currently with overcast skies, it is 70 degrees. The humidity is 73%. The wind speed is southeast at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.93, and the dew point is 61 degrees. It is 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Olathe will be the location of Walmart's first fully owned and operated case-ready beef facility.
Walmart will invest $257 million in Olathe, Kansas to create 667 new permanent jobs. The 330,000 square foot facility will further Walmart's efforts to create an end-to-end supply chain for high-quality Angus beef. The new facility is set to break ground later this year. I'm Armetta Landrum.
Michelin will invest more than $100 million into its Junction City operations over the next 5 years, creating 200 new jobs. The investment will increase the company's production capacity of Casmo rubber tracks for agricultural equipment. Kansas is home to 3 Michelin manufacturing plants, all specializing in agricultural applications. The 2 other facilities are in Emporia. Casmo is a brand under the Michelin group specializing in off-road tires, rubber tracks, and systems for ag and power sports industries. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Preliminary estimates reported by the Labor Market Information Services Division of the Kansas Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics show a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 2.9% for the state in May, which is unchanged from 2.9% in April, and an increase from 2.5% in May of 2022. Seasonally adjusted job estimates for Kansas indicate total non-farm payroll employment decreased by 1,500 from April. And total non-farm includes private sector and government employers, where private sector jobs decreased by 2,200 over the month, while government increased by 700. Labor economist Emil Dorkson said Kansas estimates for both monthly labor market surveys indicate little change in May, and the survey of employers shows no significant change in job estimates over the month. While the survey of households indicates a small increase in employment, there was no change in the unemployment rate at 2.9%. Since May of 2022, Kansas's seasonally adjusted total non-farm jobs have increased by 31,800. And this change is due to an increase of 26,600 private sector jobs and an increase of 5,200 government jobs. The June 2023 labor report will be released on Friday, April 21st. The Barton County Sheriff's Office reported that last week they discovered a plan to smuggle methamphetamine into the county jail. Detectives said Craig Gowdy, who was serving weekends to fulfill his sentence, was recruited to smuggle contraband into the jail, and his plan was to give the drugs to other inmates. On Friday, detectives and jail staff discovered suspected methamphetamine sewn into the seam of the man's undergarments when he reported, and detectives arrested 47-year-old Gowdy of Great Bend. Gowdy was booked on charges of possession of methamphetamine with intent to distribute and trafficking contraband into a correctional facility, and he's being held on a $50,000 bond. Another inmate, 36-year-old Matthew Cooley of Great Bend, was also arrested and booked on the same charges. Cooley was being held on 2 probation violation charges and now has additional trafficking and distribution charges and an additional $50,000 bond. The sheriff's office believes there were other co-conspirators in the case and will be seeking arrest warrants. School districts across Kansas are embracing a movement known as the Science of Reading, and now state lawmakers want to speed it up, as research shows that most children need systematic, sounded-out instruction, commonly called phonics, rather than older approaches that focus on context clues from pictures and stories. And as part of a school funding bill, state lawmakers demanded a list of districts that still use reading approaches that have been debunked by cognitive science. 2 years ago, the Kansas Department of Education earmarked $15 million in federal COVID relief funds to train teachers in the science of reading. And this year, the Kansas legislature passed a law requiring schools to provide extra help to children with dyslexia. The State Board of Education sets standards for what students should learn, but more than 200 separate districts decide how. And depending on when the materials are adopted, they can be used for a decade or more, and they're expensive to replace. So changing course with reading instruction takes years, and students can fall behind in the meantime. Reading scores for Kansas third graders have been slipping for years. Last year, more than 33% scored below grade level, and in low-income urban districts such as Wichita and Kansas City, more than half of third graders scored below grade level. Something that worries lawmakers and educators is that research shows students who don't read proficiently by the end of the third grade are four times more likely to drop out of school or to not finish high school on time. Governor Kelly announced that the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services is receiving more than $3.6 million as part of a five-year federal grant to implement youth suicide prevention and early intervention strategies. And the funding will help reduce suicide and suicide ideation in Kansans aged 10 to 24 years old. Governor Kelly said this funding will further their efforts to reduce suicide rates by providing support and resources for Kansans in crisis. The funding for the Garrett Lee Smith State Tribal Suicide Prevention Program grant comes from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, and it will support the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services in reaching young Kansans through schools, educational institutions, juvenile justice systems, substance use programs, mental health programs, and the foster care system. Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services Secretary Laura Howard said this federal funding allows them to implement effective programs at the local level where they can reach the younger population who are struggling with their mental health and guide them to the resources they need in their communities. In Nebraska news, a decomposing male body has been found trapped in a fire extinguisher compartment in North Platte. According to the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office, the Lincoln County 911 Center received a report of a deceased individual on a locomotive in Bailey Yard, just west of North Platte, just before 2:30 p.m. on Sunday. Deputies responded to the scene and discovered a decomposing male body in a small compartment used to house a fire extinguisher, located at the rear of the engine. And according to the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office, upon initial examination of the scene and the body, investigators found no evidence suggesting foul play, as it appeared that the individual had wedged himself inside the compartment and inadvertently closed the door, rendering him unable to unlatch it, causing him to be trapped inside the compartment for several days. The train engine had recently arrived at Bailey Yard from San Antonio, Texas, earlier on the same day of the discovery. Prior to its arrival in San Antonio, the locomotive had been in Mexico for an extended period. Authorities discovered multiple forms of identification on the deceased, indicating that he was a citizen of Mexico, and the name of the deceased was being withheld until his relatives had been notified. This is the second body found at Bailey Yard. In April, the body of a Wyoming woman was also found in a train at Bailey Yard. The sheriff's office said her body had been wedged in a small generator room behind the train's cab. Alexander Bocher, 29, has been charged in Red Willow County District Court with one count of first-degree sexual assault of a child. Court records show the alleged sexual assault occurred between January 1, 2015 and March 10, 2015, and it involved a 4-year-old girl. An arrest affidavit said a detective with the McCook Police received an intake report from the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services on May 3rd, in which the now 12-year-old girl reported that she was sexually assaulted by Bocher, and she confirmed this in a later interview. Bocher's bond has been set at 10% of $250,000, and his case was bound over to Red Willow County District Court last Thursday. Butcher is scheduled to appear in Red Willow County District Court for arraignment at 11:15 a.m. on June 26th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Dane G. Hansen Foundation in Logan has awarded Smoky Hills PBS with a grant to help support the station's educational mission. The funds will help to produce local programs like Doctors on Call, the Kansas Legislature, and Real Ag, along with sports programs featuring high school athletes and special events of interest to viewers in Northwest Kansas. This grant will also support children's educational programs from PBS Kids, broadcast educational programs for teens and adults focusing on current events, science, history, and culture, and provide books to children enrolled in Early Head Start and Head Start. Betsy Schwein, the general manager for Smoky Hills PBS, said they thank the Dane G. Hansen Foundation for their continued support of Smoky Hills PBS year after year, and they greatly appreciate the foundation and the work that it does for Northwest Kansas. She said they feel honored that they are one of many recipients of the Dane G. Hansen Foundation, as these funds they've received will help to educate thousands of people of all ages within central and western Kansas. The Dane G. Hansen Foundation is committed to providing opportunities for the people of Northwest Kansas to enjoy the highest possible quality of life. The foundation advances its mission by investing in the areas of education, health care, economic development, community social services and security, conservation and environment, arts and culture, and community beautification. On Monday, Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt announced that the Kansas Insurance Department has made its annual distribution to local firefighter relief associations, or FRAs, as pursuant to the Kansas Firefighters Relief Act. $16,863,037.79 has been distributed among 554 local FRAs throughout the state. Schmidt stated that firefighters put their lives on the line to keep us safe, and the Kansas Firefighters Relief Act acknowledges that by providing additional protections for firefighters and their loved ones. She said the act not only gives first responders needed safety nets, but it also allows local communities to provide their citizens with improved firefighting equipment and resources. The funds from the Kansas Firefighters Relief Act are generated by a 2% tax paid by insurance companies on fire and lighting insurance premiums written in Kansas. And associations primarily use their distributed funds for insurance premiums and safety enhancements. The relief funds may pay for the health, accident, disability, and life insurance premiums of local firefighters and safety enhancements such as new fire trucks, fire station building improvements, and firefighting gear. Norton County received $32,088.46 in total funds to be distributed to local fire departments. To learn more about the Firefighter Relief Act and see the statewide distribution of the 2023 Kansas Firefighters Relief Act funds, you can visit insurance.kansas.gov/firefighters. Governor Kelly announced that she has appointed Eric Smith, currently the Assistant Administrator and Chief of the Inspection Division within the U.S. Department of Justice Drug Enforcement Administration, or DEA, to lead the Kansas Highway Patrol as its superintendent. And this appointment is the result of a national search that was conducted upon the announcement of Superintendent Colonel Herman Jones's retirement. Smith will begin as acting superintendent on July 7th before being advanced for confirmation by the Kansas Senate. And until July 7th, Kansas Highway Patrol Assistant Superintendent Lieutenant Colonel Jason DeVore will serve as acting superintendent. DeVore said he was proud of the vital work and public safety mission of the Kansas Highway Patrol that they carry out every day across the state, and he looks forward to continuing that service to the Kansas Highway Patrol and Kansas as the acting superintendent. A bridge project along K-9 in Norton County is scheduled to begin the week of June 26th. The Kansas Department of Transportation will replace the bridge over Skull Creek, which is located approximately 4 miles east of the K-173 junction near Dinsmore. During the construction, K-9 will be closed to through traffic at the bridge, and motorists should follow the signed detour around the work zone using U.S. 283, U.S. 36, and U.S. 183. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the project to be complete in late November, conditions permitting. The project is one of three bridge replacements the Kansas Department of Transportation has planned along K-9 in Norton and Phillips counties in 2023 and 2024. The Phillips County bridges are located 3.5 and 7.5 miles east of the Norton County line. Bridges Incorporated of Newton is the primary contractor for the $1.6 million project. And for more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Dan Moore, at 785-302-6200. David S. Mora, 81 of Norton, passed away on April 24th with his wife by his side, and the family has chosen cremation with a memorial service to be held at 11 a.m. today, Tuesday, June 20th, at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Norton. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Emmanuel Lutheran Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 91 and breezy with a southeast wind of 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 9 p.m. It should be partly cloudy with a low around 69 and breezy with a southeast wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour. On Wednesday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 88. And on Wednesday night, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Should be partly cloudy with a low around 62. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 82. On Friday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, should be mostly sunny with a high near 87. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 92. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 89. And on Monday, it should be sunny with a high near 90. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 70 degrees. The humidity is 73%. The wind speed is southeast at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.93, and the dew point is 61 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurrent leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Cruise on over to United Northwest Federal Credit Union and check out our great auto loan rates. June 1st through the 30th, get as low as 5% APR on a 2018 and newer auto loan for up to 60 months. Terms and conditions may apply. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. While you're here, ask us about our birthday skip-a-pay at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Everything we do for you. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Royals dropped their series opener with the Detroit Tigers 6-4 on Monday evening out in Detroit. Jordan Lyles got the start, still looking for his first win of the season, and pitched well. Lyles went 6 innings for the Royals and allowed 3 earned runs for a quality start, but he ended up walking away with a no decision. The Royals held control early as they led Detroit 4-0 after 5 innings at Comerica Park, but the Tigers used one big inning to secure the win as they scored 5 of their 6 runs in the 7th, taking the lead on a 3-run home run by Kerry Carpenter off of reliever Taylor Clark, who took the loss. The Royals have now lost all 15 starts by Jordan Lyles this season, which is now a major league record. The club will look to rebound in Game 2 tonight against Detroit. Daniel Lynch will take the mound for the Royals. He'll be opposed by Michael Lorenzen for the Detroit Tigers. First pitch is set for 5:40 p.m. from Comerica Park. Kansas Information Network News Sports. I am Fulton Castor.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the...
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
Simply Safe was named Best Home Security of 2023 by U.S. News and World Report. But we don't do what we do for the accolades. We do it to protect you and everything you love. Our advanced sensors, indoor and outdoor HD cameras, and hazard detectors are powered by live 24/7 professional monitoring, so you get emergency help fast. Get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/radio. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
This morning, we have high pressure that's expanding a little bit further north out of Mexico. That will continue to bring us warmer temperatures as we go throughout the next several days. And we're also watching a trough of low pressure well to the west of us that will slowly start to make its way closer to the plains, producing a few thunderstorms later on tonight in western Kansas. Same story again on Wednesday night, but some of those storms may be severe. And the threat of severe weather again Thursday night in western Kansas, spreading into the central part of the country by Friday night and Saturday. In northwestern Kansas, fog moves out this morning with a high today 88, mid-90s likely in north-central Kansas, and in northeastern Kansas, sunny with a high 92. In southwestern Kansas, partly cloudy, our high 95. Tonight's low dropping into the mid-60s. Then for south-central Kansas, warm with a high 92. Tonight's low 72. Sunny and low 90s as well in southeastern Kansas with a low 65. For Wednesday, sunny and 92. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, weather factors into the market as well. Of course, a lot of the area, western Kansas, down in the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles, they got plenty of rain, but the heat is starting to come back in. But that also means humidity as well. So some of the fatter cattle that are out there may be coming to the market here very soon, depending on how quick this heat starts to really come back into the trade. Two-sided trade expected in the hogs this morning. Overnight grain trade started sharply higher. Reverse trend, though. Corn 2 to 6.5 cents lower. Soybeans 3/4 to 11 3/4 lower. And wheat is down about 10. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
Farmers know a thing or two about being tough, and they hold their wheat to that same standard. Their fields need to be able to take on anything, because there's no telling what tomorrow has in store. That's why Westbred brand wheat offers varieties like WB4699, offering Fusarium head blight tolerance and WB.